morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
They invited me last year.
I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself,
yeah, they didn't have any filter.
What a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are broadcasting live today from Campbell's Agway and True Value Store on Main Avenue in Farmingdale. It's between Augusta and Gardner, and I'll be here until 2 o'clock. Right on Route 201. So, you know, with a rainy day, if you're having some problems in your yard, pick up a sample, put it in your plastic bag, bring it down, and we'll try and work together to help you to solve these problems. Well, we've had a lot of rain. The weather's been hot, humid, sticky, and then wet and cloudy. And we've had a lot of disease problems in our yard this year. So, along with me today is Art Cockett from the Bonide Company, and I grabbed him from his duties and asked him if he would tell you a little bit about diseases, especially in your lawn, so that it will help you to better understand how they develop, how they form, and how you can control them. So, Art, tell our listeners about how they can keep their lawn better.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much. Well, this weather has been an inspiration to us this morning to discuss lawn diseases and fungus on other plants. You know, to talk about lawn diseases, it's all about this humid, wet weather, and then the heat comes, and then the diseases manifest themselves, and the damage on your turf shows up typically when it gets a little warmer and drier. So right now, you could kind of think of this weather as an incubation period, if you will, but the spores of lawn diseases spread with water and thrive in this type of weather. You may not notice the damage yet because your lawn has plenty of moisture and it's growing because of that, and it's outgrowing the problem. But once the rain stops, the disease is there, the heat and humidity come, and then the disease worsens and the damage is more evident. So, you know, some of these lawn diseases are real easy to spot. Everybody seems to be able to recognize red thread. That's an easy one. Rust is another one that's not too hard. If you walk on the lawn and you can see your shoes turning kind of orange. Leaf spot takes a closer look at the blade, actually. But there are several that I'm expecting to see more of in the weeks to come. Because of the way this weather has been. Actually, about a week or so ago when the hot weather came, I already have seen quite a bit of this. So, the best way to handle lawn diseases is really to be proactive, because it's harder to cure a disease than it is to prevent it. So if you have a lawn that a certain area has had a history of a problem, the wise move is to treat it before the situation, has a chance to get worse. Several of the fungicides, like the ones we sell, have application rates with both a curative rate and a preventative rate, so that you have to use more once you get a tough disease, or you can use half the amount in order to prevent. Now, the product I'm thinking of is Infuse. We have it in both a liquid and a granule that you could put down with a spreader. And Infuse is a systemic disease control, so that means it gets into the system of the plant and protects for a longer period of time, 3 to 4 weeks. You may need to reapply if the weather conditions are such that, when the heat and humidity gets here and you have a bad problem. So anyway, it's a good idea to be prepared, go out and take a look and inspect your lawn and be ready to act And if you have, especially if you've had a history of the problem, as we come out of this rainy spell and turn into the heat, now's the time to apply the infuse. It works for the rust that we mentioned, the leaf spot, also
red thread. Red,
that's right, red thread was the one I was thinking of. And it actually works on 30 different diseases on ornamental plants as well as on lawns. So it's real easy to apply with the hose end sprayer, or if you have a large lawn, the fertilizer spreader. And both products actually, as I mentioned, for ornamentals like powdery mildew on your bee balm, for example, or rust on a rose bush, black spot. So there's several different diseases that it takes care of, and I wouldn't be surprised to see quite a few different diseases coming up in the next weeks.
Now, how about the length of the lawn? Does it matter? I mean, should people mow the grass first to kind of open it up and then apply it, or should they let the grass grow to have some height to it before they put the infuse on so there's more surface area to catch the product?
Well, I would say that you're right, Paul, to put it on before. Well, you don't want to mow right after you put it on, though. I understand where you're heading with that, is to catch the surface area. But I think the smart move would be to mow your lawn and catch the clippings if you have a disease on your lawn. Typically, we don't recommend catching the clippings because you reintroduce the moisture and the nutrients that are in the clippings back to the lawn. But if you have a lawn disease, I think it's best to catch those clippings, remove the spores from the area, and then apply the fungicide.
Terrific. Now, if people want to grow their gardens organically, and they have roses and perennials, annuals, vegetables, what can they use that will keep their gardens organic?
Well, we have our organic product, liquid copper, actually in a dust as well. The copper is all organic, and it takes care of black spot, powdery mildew. It's even the right product for tomato blight early blight and late blight on tomatoes. And just like I spoke of with the lawns, as far as being proactive and taking care of it before it becomes a problem, that's especially important when it comes to tomato blight. Because once a plant gets blight, a tomato gets blight, it's all over. There's no curing it. Now, our copper fungicide will cure powdery mildew and black spot and rust and so on, but the blight is the toughest one to take care of, so it's very important to start spraying from the get-go, especially if you've had a history of the problem. There's other, cultural practices that we recommend as well, but when it comes to tomato blight, copper fungicide is a great product to use, and I would suggest, getting started early with it, especially if this rainy weather keeps up.
Well, the way the weather's been, we should do it now.
That's right. Absolutely, and get on a regular schedule, as a matter of fact, of maybe a week or 10 days, depending on the weather. If it keeps up the rain, that schedule, if it gets drier, and you might be able to go to every 2 weeks, 10 days to 2 weeks. Of course, it also, again, cultural practices, how you water, don't water the leaves of the tomato plant, et cetera. So there's more to it than just spraying it, but spraying it goes a long way towards prevention.
Yeah, and the worst thing that you could do for this tomato blight, and it's been a problem. Last year we had very little of it because it was dry, but 2 years ago most gardens in the New England area and along the whole coast lost their tomatoes and potatoes also. And this is something that you can really help if you do not water your garden at night. If the foliage goes into the evening hours wet, you're asking for trouble. So get your watering done first thing in the morning. That way the sun can dry the foliage. And again, as Art says, if you've had it in the past, get the liquid copper or the powdered copper and get it on the plants. Now, you can't do it today, it's going to wash off. It's not a systemic, so if you put it down and you get a lot of heavy rain, you will have to reapply it. But it's something that you should start doing right now.
That's right. Now's the time to act. Well, if we get a watch the weather report, and if you can trust the weatherman, when the rain has stopped, get out there right away and get this fungicide down on any other ornamentals that you had trouble with, as well as those vegetables.
Now, does Bonide make a natural or organic product that will take care of insects, mites, and fungus problems in the vegetable garden. Because a lot of people are trying to go more natural now. And I know Bonide has really worked hard to develop new products to become natural. What do you have?
Well, we, at Paul, as you know, we do have a lot of natural and organic products. We've more and more have come out with more items to add to our line of products that we offer. And we, of course, have our tomato and vegetable product that is an insecticide, a fungicide, and a spider mite killer. Tomato and vegetable, 3-in-1. It's available in a ready-to-use applicator. It's also in a ready-to-spray hose end applicator and in a concentrate for the larger gardens if you want to mix it up in a hose end sprayer or put it in a pump-up type. And what it is a combination of an insecticide and a fungicide, both of which are organic. We use sulfur as a fungicide, and we use pyrethrin as the insecticide, and they're very effective on a wide variety of insects, aphids, lace bugs, scale, you name it, long list of insects that it'll take care of, as well as the black spot and the powdery mildew. And so, you know, if you want to kill two birds with one stone, the tomato and vegetable product is definitely the way to go. And, again, it's becoming the time to apply it here. Last week when it was hot, everybody was asking about insects, aphids, et cetera. And now it's back to fungus for a week. And, you know,
it's always something.
That's right. And this does both, so.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We just wanted you to be aware of the different diseases, and these are weather-related. So, you know, when you're in your garden, look at it on a regular basis. Look at the foliage for different changes. And as Art said, some of these diseases, once they get in the plant, especially that late blight and early blight of tomatoes, once it's in the plant, it's too late. So if you've had it in the past, now is the time to treat the plant to prevent it from becoming a problem. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Jay from Rhode Island with a question about his holly trees.
Jay, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Jay. Jay, you there? Okay, Tom, who else do we have that needs some help with their garden?
Next up is Kathy from Cape Cod with a question about her Japanese maple.
Kathy, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a 10-year-old, 20-foot Japanese maple tree. It's been in good health. It sits on a mound. It has some lily of the valley on the ground as a ground cover under it. It gets full sun. It's been healthy all along. This year we're finding it's losing some of the healthy leaves. They're just falling off. Nothing is being eaten on them. And at the tips of some of the branches, or the smaller branches, they're curled up. And some of the smaller branches have totally lost all of their leaves.
So the leaves are just falling without any damage to it?
Correct.
Okay. Is it on throughout the whole plant or on specific branches?
We're just seeing it now, and it's just on smaller branches, and it's mostly at the back of it and within the tree. So we still see lots of leaves, but there are a lot of leaves gone.
Okay. Is it falling more from the inside of the plant or more on the tips?
Actually, both, because some of the smaller branches totally have no leaves, and some of the smaller branches also have the leaves have actually curled up. and then are falling.
Okay. Okay. Are the leaves curling upwards or are they curling down?
Upwards.
They're curling upwards. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What I want you to do is it sounds like there's something either inside the plant or something trying to get at the root system of your plant and creating some damage there. And the best way to stop that is with a systemic product. So if you went with something like tree and shrub, this is a product that you would mix with water, pour it around the base, around the trunk of the tree, and the root system will absorb it, and then it will disperse it throughout the entire tree. It sounds like you may have either a boring type insect or an insect that's chewing on the root system of your tree, because there's no holes on the foliage, there's no spotting. So if it was holes, it would be a chewing insect. If there was spotting, it would be a fungus. If it would be a sucking insect, the new growth would be misshapen and would be curling, like trying to make a fist with your hands. It wouldn't be nice and flat. So there's either something in the ground or in the tree. So I would try tree and shrub. And if you're able to do it today, the rain will wash it deep into the soil around the trunk of the tree. So what you do is you take a tape measure, wrap it around the trunk of your tree. That will give you the circumference. And then you mix it accordingly. And a day like today where you can't do much in the yard would be a good day to do it, because with rain in the forecast for possibly Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or showers, the rain will wash it to the root system, and it's going to work for you faster. So try that. I don't think that you need to feed it. I don't think you need to spray it. You need to get some type of insecticide inside the woody part and the root system of the plant, and tree and shrub will do that for you.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Guidance Show. 800-259-9231. We are at Campbell's Agway and True Value on Main Avenue in Farmingdale, Maine today. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, so if you have some problems, put some in a plastic bag and bring them down. Tom, who's up next?
Next, we've got Margaret from Connecticut with a question about organic sprays.
Margaret, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, hello?
Hi, Margaret.
Oh,
yes,
Margaret.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm calling to find out about some type of spray, organic spray, for my kale and my Swiss chard. Last year I got eaten alive by those little worms, and I need something to put on there.
The best product. There used to be, well, there still is, a product called BT. And BT is a wonderful product if you use it early in the year. And it's a virus, and you apply it to your plants. The cabbage loopers, caterpillars, any kinds of worms would eat it, and it would kill them. And it's totally organic and natural. Well, they have come out with a new product called Spinosad. And Spinosad is a naturally occurring product also. The only difference is that the Spinosad, it's also sold under the name Captain Jack's.
these will kill larger caterpillars. Well, the spinosad is a liquid. You mix it with water. You spray it on your garden. It will take care of all types of, like, tent caterpillars, the big tomato hornworm, your cabbage loopers, any kind of a worm-type insect. And, again, it's all natural. It's very, very good. While the BT took care of small caterpillars under a half an inch. Once they get to be over a half an inch, the BT is not as effective. So the Captain Jack is the way to go. Spinosad, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. All the nurseries and garden centers carry it. And you can also use the Spinosad or Captain Jack to control the Colorado potato beetle. I tried everything in my yard. I could not stop the darn beetle. And I put the Captain Jack on, and the plants were clean overnight. So look for it at a garden center near you. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we have Jay from Massachusetts with a question about thrips.
Jay, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, Paul. It's great to get a hold of you.
How are you?
Good, good.
Thank you.
Listening to you for years, you helped me in my professional life. It's really good. This thing about these thrips, I have them. I think that they're killing these Leland cypresses, but I'm told by everyone that they don't feed off of Leland cypress. And the question is, I lost one this year already, replanted, and they're already on this new one that I planted. The only bug that I can find on the plant is thrips.
Okay. Well, if you want to control thrips on shrubs and trees, if you use Garden 8, and Bonide has a liquid version of 8 with a built-in sprayer, and it will take care of thrip. Now, what the thrip will do is it will make the new growth kind of twist and curl and turn. It will give you foliage that will have, like, yellow streaks in it and is mottled-looking. But Garden 8 is a general purpose. It's a brand new product. It's a product that is going to replace 7. Now, the difference between 7 and 8, 7, if you spray liquid or use the powdered 7 in your garden, whether it's a flower or a vegetable, and a bee gets it on its feet, the bee will take 7 to the hive. It will get put into the honey with the pollen that the bee is picking up, and it will kill the whole hive. 8 works differently. 8, like any insecticide, will kill a bee if there's enough 8 on the bee. The difference is 8 will kill the bee before it gets to the hive so that the hive is not endangered. 8 is a very good product. It will take care of sucking as well as chewing insects. I use it in my backyard. I have 4 little dogs. I have 3 Shih Tzus and 1 Westie. And I found that if I take the 8 and I spray my backyard with it, it will take care of the fleas that are in the yard. And since I started using it, I do it in the early spring. I do it during, like in July, around the 1st of July. Then I do it again in the fall, towards the end of August. That it totally eliminates fleas from coming into the house with the dogs. And there's nothing more frustrating than sitting on the couch and having your ankles being bitten on by fleas. So it works good for that. And it will take care of Japanese beetles. It will take care of ticks in the yard. So it's a good general purpose. And compared to a lot of things, a lot safer to use. Great question, Jay. Just make sure when you apply it, there's no rain in the forecast. for at least 24 hours so it has a chance to get on the plant and on the insect, and it will take care of thrips very, very easily. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next, we have Chet from New Hampshire with a question about ants.
Chet, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul.
Hi, Chet.
I have a question. I have these little anthills coming up around my grass, and it seems like naturally they're destroying the grass. And so I was wondering what I could use on there to kill the ants and not the grass.
Okay. Is it over your entire lawn?
Yes, it's prolific. I mean, it's getting larger and larger areas.
I think what I would do is, rather than get a liquid to spray, I would get a granular product. Bayer has a product called Complete Insect Control. Bonide has a product very similar that you would put down with a spreader, and you would broadcast it on the lawn. The ants would pick it up as a bait, take it down to the nest. They all feed on it, and it will work very, very well. Now, if you don't want to use a chemical, my grandfather many years ago had me try this, and it works incredible. You'd buy a box of 20 Mule Team Borax laundry detergent. Buy a 5-pound bag of white sugar. And you mix them 50-50. You don't have to mix everything at once. But you can put a cup of each. Mix it up to both a powder. Sprinkle it around the foundation of your house. The ants are going to smell the sugar. They're going to pick up the sugar with the borax to bring it down to the nest. They'll all feed on it. And what the borax will do is it will weaken their shell, which is their skeleton. It will rupture. It will crack open, and they'll lose all of their body fluids, and they will die. And I do this in my yard every year. I'll mix it in a mixing bowl. Take a tablespoon. Go in my basement, and I will put a tablespoon of borax and white sugar on the concrete foundation about every 3 to 4 feet all the way around the basement. If ants come into the house, and with the type of rain we've been getting lately, they're being flooded out. They're coming inside. They smell the sugar. They'll pick up the sugar and borax mixture, bring it to the nest. They all feed, and they all die. So I do it inside the house. And then I do it along the baseboard. Don't dump it as a pile. Sprinkle it lightly outside, because if you dump a whole spoonful on your grass, the borax will kill the grass. But it's organic. It's safe. If your dog or cat rolls in it or eats it, it will not hurt them. Okay? So just regular 20 Mule Team Borax Laundry Detergent and White Sugar. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up we have Denise from Massachusetts with a question about Japanese maples.
Denise, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
How can we help you today?
Okay, I have a question. I believe it's a Japanese red maple tree, and it's about 20 to 25 feet tall. And we noticed that this spring, the tree only has a quarter of the leaves, so we're not sure what happened to the tree. And what can
we do? Do you have a lot of, dead branches on it?
Well, now we do, because there haven't been any... normally this tree has excellent shade, but this year is the first time, so I don't believe they're dead. But when we did scratch the bark, normally it would have a green underneath the bark, and it's brown.
It's brown. Yeah, I think you've got some winter kill on it. What I want you to look at the trunk of the tree for any cracks.
Okay.
Any cracking in the bark, especially on the south side of the plant where okay. the sun would hit the front of your tree. Okay?
Yes.
I have three Japanese maples. The two that are in the back of my house that get some shade, they are absolutely perfect. The one that's in the front of the house that's exposed to sun all day was 6 feet tall last year. Right now, it's 3 feet tall. I lost half of my plant. So I've had to cut it back. New branches are developing from the base of the tree, but I did lose a good half of my plant. And it's been in the ground for a few years, so I don't understand it. But I did notice some cracking, and that's caused by a lot of snow cover. The sun hits the plant, and as it hits the snow, it bounces so that it's getting hit with twice the amount of sun. So the sun that hits it, it's absorbed, and the part of the sun that misses the tree, that hits the snow, bounces back up, so it's getting hit with twice as much sunlight. At this point, there's not a heck of a lot that you can do. Anything that, when you scratch the bark, if it's brown, is dead. So prune it back and see what's left, and then you can decide. I mean, if you've lost 3/4 of the tree, by cutting some of the branches, if you see a hole in the center of one of the branches, it could be a borer. So cut off a branch, look for a hole, then that could tell you that you had a borer problem, and that can be controlled with tree and shrub.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
So that problem I ask you to take care of.
Hey. Forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit of flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit them hard, hit them first. With Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, antiviral and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Campbell's Agway True Value. We'll be here until 2 o'clock, so if you get a chance, come on down and see us. We'd love to talk to you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up we have Ted from Cape Cod with a question about grass clippings.
Ted from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I got two questions. One, will can you use grass clippings for a mulch in the garden? And the second question is, I've got Shasta daisies. Can I pinch some of them, say a third or a half of them, not just to
On your grass clippings, you can use them as a mulch in your garden for vegetables or flowers. Excuse me. As long as you did not use a weed killer like Turf Builder Plus 2 or a weed feed. If you use a weed killer on your lawn to kill dandelions and chickweed and clover, once you have mowed the grass twice, then you can. By then, the weed killer that you put on the plant is in the foliage. The grass grows, you cut it. The grass will grow, you cut it, and you remove it. And by the second clipping, that weed product that you applied to the grass is no longer in the plant. So you will be able to use it. But once you apply the product, if you put it in the garden, you run the risk that as the grass dries out and then you get a rain, you could create a problem in the garden. You can put it in the compost pile because the heat and the moisture in the compost pile will destroy the weed killer, and between the time that you do it and the following year, it will be safe.
so that, yes, you can use it for that, for your grass. Okay? And your second question, you kept breaking up and I couldn't get it.
What is it? If I could pinch my Shasta daisies, they will flower for an extended time.
Okay, on your Shasta daisies, if there are buds on the plant now and you prune them, then you will lose the first blooming cycle. So if you really want your Shasta daisies to become thicker, fuller, and give you more flowers, it's something that should be done during May. But if there are visible buds and you pinch them, you're going to lose all of the blooms. When the flowers are done blooming, if you can remove them and prevent them from making seed, you have a much better chance. So as soon as you see that your Shasta daisy, the white petals are getting a little bit dirty looking, clip them off. And that will motivate the plant to give you additional flower buds down the road, and you need to fertilize that plant also. So feed it and clean it, and you will have a much better chance. But a heavy pruning, like a third, like you're talking about, should have been done during early May when the plant was under a foot tall to make it bush out, and then you would have had probably twice as many flowers on that plant. Thank you. Tom, I think we can get one more call in.
Next up, we've got Ben from Massachusetts with a question about his apricots.
Ben, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, Paul, I believe I've called you on this before. I think it's time to cut the tree down. It's an apricot.
What's the matter with it?
About 10 years old, and I get a full complement of blossoms and leaves. But amongst the leaves, the blossoms drop. The whole tree goes into a complete wilt, brown wilt. I've tried agricultural oil, tree spray, nothing can save it.
And this is happening every year?
Every year, sir, for the last 3 or 4 years.
Are you getting any holes in the branches with like a sap or a gelatin
coming out? No, I'm not.
You're not?
It just turns brown completely. The branches turn brown, the leaves. I might get 3 or 4 apricots out of it.
Wow, I can't understand
why. You think
why
the tree is
happen.
Too old, basically, or?
Fruit trees should last you anywhere from 25 to 50 years. But if this has happened 3 years in a row, it is definitely weakening that tree. And as you suggested, I would think that if it's happening every year, I would plant something else in its place and not an apricot, because it could be a fungus that's living in the soil and reinfecting the tree every year.